Test Pilot, the podcast where you may as well watch the whole show instead. I'm your host, Mark, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Cassie and Kale.
Bing, bang, bop, I'm back.
You are back. I missed you so much.
Thank you.
1 week off, but the challenge still remains, and I'm sure you'll remember, this is our year on this podcast where we're going to become a good podcast. It's... Every day is a struggle. You forgot about that?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually our mission statement for this whole year.
Okay,
year is the year.
No, it was also the year of shooting our shot.
We're going to shoot our shot and we're going to become
a... Ooh, I forgot to do my homework.
Yeah.
We're going to become a good podcast. So did Mark, but I shot a lot of shots.
Plenty of shots? Can I actually request you to shoot some shots for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Chris Jericho, please.
You
might reply.
Educated guess is just a wrestler.
Vince McMahon, and can you say shit on me, daddy?
Yeah. This is news. I think
these wrestlers?
You know what? Yeah. Before we get too deep into it, as being a good host, a good podcast, a good place to be, we're going to introduce our guest off the bat.
That's unheard of.
Well, we're not going to make him sit there unless you really
think
the
longest
should.
We've made someone sit?
I think we've done. Like
I think
20.
It was Kat.
I think we've hit like we've, 20
we've,
minutes.
We've
or maybe
forced
Gemma.
Kat into silence for a very long time.
I feel like 15 minutes might actually be how long we've gone before introducing someone.
I do want to say our guest did speak briefly. I did look him directly in the eyes and ask him a question, but I'm still really appalled that he would speak.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, I feel like in the past we've made them sit there.
I know what you're doing here. No, I can see what you're doing
here. For
long
enough that I've even taken a toilet break.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I can see what you're doing because I said I was going to introduce the guest quickly and then you tried to pivot me.
Introduce the guest.
Now I'm scared that's a trap.
Yeah.
You
should be.
We're a good podcast. We do good podcast things. And one of those things is introducing guests off the bat.
In a timely manner.
We are now 2 minutes 20 into the podcast and we will be
Go ahead and introduce them.
I'm going to introduce. I'm actually going
do it.
To. I'm
you
actually mid,
do it. You've
I'm
changed.
Actually midway through doing
You've
it.
You've changed.
What's Go right this? Ahead.
Did you say Vince McMahon shitting on people?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Cassie's got a real shot.
Yeah. Our guest today is, I believe he had a nickname at one point. It was like the podcast pervert.
Yeah, the crime pervert.
The crime pervert.
Yeah,
the crime pervert.
I wanted to wait to speak to see how long you could keep fumbling.
We haven't been introduced yet, actually.
Yeah, so I...
Sorry. You haven't actually been introduced yet.
Shut your mouth.
Okay, how long can we keep fumbling, man? I'm fumbling my life away.
You just need to introduce the guest,
Maybe I'll just come back when the podcast is good.
Introduce the guest.
Again!
You know introduce the guest.
That's actually a really good point.
Introduce the guest right now.
We're going to go home for a couple of years.
We have Billy here today.
Billy! Billy the pervert. Crime pervert.
Now, Billy, I want to say thank you off the start because you do bring up a big point, which is that we are not quite a good podcast yet. And it really means a lot that you're coming on during the developmental stage.
Yeah.
You know, we're rebuilding ourselves until we are a good podcast. And that it means a lot that you're here right now.
Well, I kind of think of myself as like a Rick Rubin. So I do nothing, but I sort of like sagely like nod at your progress.
Who's Rick Rubin?
We will have a questionnaire.
Who's
at
Rick
the end
Rubin?
As well.
Yeah.
My God, Cassie.
What?
Rick Rubin's a music producer?
Yeah. Okay.
We say these things, we say that sentence though to her every single time we record though. Who is that?
That's true. That's,
name one thing he's produced.
Like
the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do me a favor.
Dead artists,
right? What are they? With the Random and the Beatles.
Did he win a Grammy today? I think not.
I mean, there's,
the Grammys
there's a pretty
today?
Good chance.
He could, actually, you know what? He could have.
Guess who got album of the year? Guess. Guess.
I don't know. Probably someone that didn't deserve it. Let's throw Dart out. Taylor Swift?
Just my girl Taylor. Did she announce a new album? Yes, she did.
Who gives a shit?
Taylor, if you're listening and we know you are, please give
me tickets. A little band called the Red Hot Chili Peppers, actually.
Oh,
Cassie.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
a little band called the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was our boy Rube Dogg.
Has Taylor Swift done a cover or some sort of, collab?
Suck My Kiss or something?
That would be great.
A couple of big news items that I want to talk about at the very top of this podcast.
Ooh, the glasses are coming off.
It's too sweaty. It's so hot in here that my glasses were fogging. How are you fine? Because
I'm doing this kind of thing where I keep my pits apart.
Pits apart. I've never done that.
The pit apart strategy.
Okay, pit apart.
Pit apart.
Number one, I want to just quickly go into Vince McMahon. Big news hitting.
Don't worry, Cassie. You will enjoy this because it does involve this. Shit play.
Why would I enjoy that?
You're right.
I gave you guys an opportunity to talk about this before I entered the room.
You know what? I think the world needs to hear about our opinions on Vince McMahon. We don't know most of the facts. I'm not going to sit here and say
okay,
I know the
facts. Okay, tell me what happened. Now I feel left out.
Okay, so Vince McMahon, as you know, he's been the owner of WWE for 50 years?
So that was the bald guy.
Ever, I guess.
Well, his dad owned it before him. So yeah, I mean, really? It's just been
the
McMahon
thing.
Who's the
little bald guy? No, it wasn't my man. We watched him in that UFC episode. No, he owns the UFC.
That's Dana White. Mm-hmm. Who, actually, the UFC is owned by the parent company, that same parent company that owns WWE, which is owned by Vince McMahon. Yeah. So
that's sick.
Shit play. Lover.
The dude's. But we're not here.
Wait, so Vince McMahon likes shit.
He likes scat play.
He's scat. He's a scat.
Jazz man.
He's a scat man.
He's a jazz man.
Scat man.
Skip it back.
He done a shit on one of the WWE divas.
The last
divas.
American art form.
What are the WWE divas?
Imagine a WWE wrestler and then think of a sexist way to talk about the women, and that's the WWE divas.
So they're wrestlers too.
And they're divas.
They're divas.
Yeah. Come on.
They have the diva championship.
On one of them?
Well, listen,
was it consensual?
Sure, they wrestle.
The sex was. But when he couldn't control his colon.
Well, can we
know
because
that
for
makes
sure.
it non-consensual yeah. the moment that you add an act. That someone has
look, from what
to.
We understand, during this sex play, he shit on one of the divas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
she did not want.
Apparently not, no.
Okay. And how long ago was this incident?
So
I don't know. I don't know that.
Doesn't know that.
I'm still waiting for the dispatch on that one.
Why does Billy have all the info?
I don't.
He's kind of our resident... scat play.
Scat correspondent.
It's not just it's not just wrestling.
Well, this is both a crime and perverted.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what we've got.
It's very on brand.
Thank goodness we have you here, Billy.
Yeah.
So even though we're not that good of a podcast yet.
No.
Well, let's just go around the room and give just a quick one word summary of your opinion on Vince McMahon scatting. Kale?
Stinky.
Stinky? Cassie?
Bad.
And Billy?
Visionary?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go with a yuck.
Okay. I mean, my stinky was kind of like a cool, like a snank.
It's like you're all kind of following the crowd there.
No, I'm with you, Billy. Yeah. It was like snanky. It was like,
it was like a cool thing.
Like jazz.
Yeah.
He's a scat man.
Yeah,
right. Okay, and now the next big sexual news is we want to talk about the Island Boys on the podcast.
Isn't that terribly old news, though?
I think it is old news.
Yeah,
they've ramped it up.
So I didn't know.
Kale, you don't know about the Island Boys?
I know the Island Boys.
Okay.
We them Island Boys. Yeah, look. And they kissed.
No, dude, they're straight
they've
up.
They've ramped it up now?
They've ramped it up.
When did this happen? Because I remember when they kissed, but that was like 6 months ago.
Don't quote me on this, but I think they're fucking now.
On their OnlyFans?
I think they're fucking
say,
on their
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I just saw
Are they actual brothers?
Yeah.
They're twins.
Yeah.
Identical.
I know obviously.
I know
but
sure.
you're an identical exactly twin. You have the exact same DNA.
Oh, okay. This is the hottest take I think we've had for a while. Go off.
If you're an identical twin, you have the exact same DNA as the other person. So you're basically the same
It's
person.
Just cranking.
Yeah. Are they cranking?
You're doing the masturbation argument here.
Yeah.
Like if one someone
had to be brave.
If one masturbates, will the other one feel it? Is that
that's just twin shit.
They're pretty
that's just
much
twin shit.
Like right. For sure, if one of them masturbates, the other one feels it.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is like if they're fucking and they have the exact same DNA, the only person that I fuck that has the exact same DNA as me is me.
Yeah.
And so like are they not just cranking it?
Well, no.
Yeah, I think the law may argue otherwise. Yeah.
Okay. How solid is this exact same DNA thing as well as
like if two identical twins had babies with like two identical twin women married the same two identical twin boys and they had a baby, those kids would be siblings. They're not actually cousins.
No.
Genetically. For sure. Google it.
I don't want to Google that.
Google it.
Honestly, I don't want.
Whose siblings? Their own?
Each other's.
No.
Because all the DNA is exactly the same in that scenario.
This feels like the ocean thing again, where I'm just going to
have it's pretty deep.
So if I put this out on a poll on the Instagram page and I win again, are you going to also cry and excuse me?
What do you mean, the siblings?
No, he put up a poll on Instagram trying to humiliate me about us knowing more about space than the ocean, and everyone disagreed with him except for one person who was my friend. So did I say I rigged it? My friend turned against me.
Yeah, that was just...
you know. We do have a lot of your friends on payroll.
Yeah, that was the day I realized that the internet is stupid. But no, I don't think that's true. And the reason I don't think that's true is because what is a sibling?
A sibling, someone who has genetically the same mother and father as you.
Oh, okay. Take that, adopted kids of the world.
That's right. Yeah. It's just a sibling is just a family member you shouldn't fuck.
Not really part of the family, are you?
Yeah.
Well, no, but they're not.
I wish I could call you my sibling, but you're not.
I'm saying.
Okay.
That if there were two identical twin boys and two identical twin girls and they got married and they had babies, they would be as related.
Why do they have to get married, by the way?
Yeah, that's so wholesome.
Because she believes in the nuclear family.
They have to be married.
Because I care about traditional family values.
Yeah,
okay?
Obviously.
I see.
Otherwise, it's gross.
I think they should all do it in like a foursome type thing so no one knows who got who pregnant.
Well, again, yeah,
and then no one
can
look at each other in the eye afterwards.
It doesn't matter because they would be as related as I am to my full-blooded brother.
What if they're identical twins, but one's a male,
would the kids
one's a
look the same?
Yes. Do you know that?
Have they ever done this?
No, but they won't necessarily have twins as well.
One of my cousins had a baby using one of my other cousin's eggs, and so her child is actually my cousin's child's siblings.
Shit, you acted like the face at the end. Kind of made it feel like you thought that was a really good story. You know what I mean? Like you made a face at the end like, oh, I've just absolutely blown away this entire room.
I was trying to figure out how I was supposed to react to that.
Chew on
the
that
thing
one,
is, it wasn't that bad of a story.
No,
it was just the face at the end was like, yeah.
You're not going to believe this. Yeah.
You've gone the face wrong because it was actually worse. It was my I proved a point face and I don't know
what
how
point?
I believed I proved. No, I don't know what the point was or how I proved it, but that's the face that came in and I can't help this face.
Yeah.
That's the face, right?
Were you more nodding to yourself, being like, yeah, you did string those words together, Cassie. You fucking nailed that.
You pulled out of that nosedive.
No, I truly thought I'd proved a non-existent
and that's
point
the point
for a
I've made.
Well, I guess the Island Boys.
It's a bit freaky deaky, though.
The Island Boys?
That and my cousins.
Okay, so wait. So what you're saying,
they're doing
Mike, you're saying that the Island Boys blowing each other on OnlyFans is akin to your cousin having a child.
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying they're both a bit freaky deaky.
In what way?
It's a little bit Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Well, in the way that my cousin had a baby that's actually my cousin's biological kid.
Yeah, that's a bit confusing when you say my cousin twice because, like,
yeah,
in your mind, you were imagining different faces.
I don't want to.
I can't see them.
I don't want to say anyone's names because I don't have a relationship.
Your cousin's had a baby that's
involved in
also his biological kid.
Yeah, see,
because you've got two cousins. One cousin took the eggs from the other cousin. Right? Yeah. Okay.
I can't use names because I don't have relationships.
And they're brother and sister.
No, none
their
of it's
cousins?
Related. Their cousins.
No, because you see what you see. My confusion.
No,
is
I do.
That
I do.
Two of your cousins can be brother and sister.
For sure. Because identical twins.
Now, what are we doing? We're a good podcast. We're half an hour into a good podcast, and we're doing what we've done a couple of times in the past, and we're overreaching. And we're overreaching because we're a good podcast now. So I'm betting on us. I think we can do this.
A good podcast constantly points out its flaws, I think.
So you know how we usually don't get through one show? And you know how in the past, whenever we've tried to do multiple shows in one episode, it's been messy and hasn't really worked.
I don't want to talk about
the Christmas special. I think that episode was a shining success.
That's always your take on that, and that really worries me. But then I remember you don't listen to the podcast.
I think I just had a fun time recording.
Hey, if we're not having a fun time, what's this been? No, what's this for? Well, that's going to really lead me on to Fast Facts. And I'm going to hit the button. Let's go into what we're doing today. The show we're doing today is Frasier. It aired from 1993 to 2004, had 11 seasons with 268 episodes. Overall on IMDb, Frasier has an 8.2, and the pilot episode, The Good Son, has an 8.5.
Scrambled eggs.
The show we're doing today is called Frasier. It aired from 2023 and is still going. It has one season with 10 episodes.
Scrambled eggs.
Overall on IMDb, Frasier has a 6.8, and the pilot episode, The Good Father, has a 7.1. Do you like what I did there?
The good father.
It was a real good fake.
It was very cheeky.
The DJ, best part, run that shit back again.
I hope the mic picked up on it. Billy, for some reason, gulped in between the two. Like, you made such an audible gulp.
I was gulping, I'm sorry.
Like, you were nervous?
It was officially gulping time.
You need to pick the right moments to drink water. Because you can't drink it mid-chat.
You know what? I probably would have deleted it from the mix, but
I love the
now
gulp.
You mentioned the gulp.
The gulp's in.
I love the gulp.
The gulp's staying. We love the gulp.
Yeah. The gulp stays.
I'm running a separate ASMR podcast.
Yeah. A bit of free advertisement.
That's right.
Yeah. Billy, why did you bring us Frasier?
I've always loved Frasier. My parents loved Frasier, and I definitely watched it a bunch as a kid and didn't understand it, but pretended like I did.
You laughed when it told you to laugh.
Yeah, they do a lot of.
I do appreciate them telling us when to laugh.
I love it. And then as an adult, I watched it again. I'm like, oh, this is actually really good. And I had kind of resigned myself to not watching the reboot.
As because, had the rest of the world.
Yeah. No Niles, no Billy.
Ooh.
But.
Who's Billy?
Me.
Oh. Fuck.
Holy moly.
Hell.
Billy's out.
I'm sorry, I'm a moron. Where is Niles? Is there
He cost? Didn't want to do it.
Fair.
Yeah. I read it.
Little thing called.
They dignity. Asked him and he's like, no, I have never wanted to. I love doing it, but why would I do it again? So which is the right attitude to have.
Yeah.
My theory is Kelsey Graham is doing this because he keeps getting divorces without prenups.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's obvious.
He's an absolute moron.
I always have the gas, Cassie.
Well, no, he does. Well, it's been discussed on this episode before, and I'm guessing Billy knows because of his lovely partner, Liz.
Yeah.
But it's in our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode, he was in it because he was married to the woman at the time, and they didn't have a prenup.
He was married to one of the Real Housewives?
Yeah, Camille.
He was in it heaps the first season.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, by heaps, I mean like the camera was
expect.
In the room.
Must you embarrass me?
Yeah. Every few scenes.
Yeah.
And then he comes off so badly. And then he left her for like an early 20s flight attendant. Yeah, like also didn't get a prenup.
Katya or something.
Yeah. Mm.
Katya.
I think that's who he's married to now, I think.
Yeah.
But he's had like at least three divorces where he failed to get prenups and he's got so much
money. No, I think it's obvious why he made this new show and it's money.
What I'm saying is he shouldn't need money if he learned the concept of a prenup.
Absolutely not. The dude's been in a sitcom. Like,
he keeps losing half his fucking shit.
But even so, cheers then, Frasier.
Because
like, surely.
I know that Camille Grammer gets half of his like syndication rights from Frasier.
Yeah, that was like a record-setting divorce settlement at the time. Yeah. I think it was the biggest one.
She's just like livid. What if her house is burnt down? She didn't bat an eyelid.
She was fucking annoying too. So like, what's he doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Never forget that. The woman from Medium was her friend.
Yeah, that's why Medium. Surely he's got some of that Medium money as well because he was a producer on Medium.
But so was she.
True.
Because she got with him just before Frasier started.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to be like, wow, what a get. But like she knew what she was getting involved with.
Yeah, yeah.
She was already Frasier.
Sorry?
She produces things? Or?
He does.
Right.
So she
was she
like,
even ever in a special thanks for Frasier?
Probably not, but she's getting special thanked every time it gets played on air.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that than
that. That makes a lot of sense. I recently saw, I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw clips, but a terrible movie starring him as like the bad guy. It's like an action movie, I think called Sky Heist.
Yeah,
and it stars Edge.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sick. Oh, my God. Why are we doing that?
No.
Who's Edge?
Let me say one thing.
A wrestler?
Oh, God damn it.
I think that Frasier 2023 came from a lack of money. I think Sky Heist came out of a passion project.
Right. I like Edge.
He did the whole
Something
thing.
Something about him.
He was up one night. You know, he's...
I'm a rated R superstar kind of guy.
He was looking over his most recent divorce paper sent to him. He was looking at it. He's like, I'm just might put on some WWE. He saw this Edge guy and he was like, this guy's a star. How can I get him heisting the sky?
Yeah.
I need to get this guy in a sky heist.
Boop did boop. One thing led to another. Yeah. Smash hit that all of you knew.
$1 million.
Big wrestling guy, Kelsey Grammer, for sure.
Long time fan.
Kelsey Grammer would be a good wrestler.
He's a big man.
He's a big man.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. Oh, dude, you just look at him.
Yeah.
You don't reckon he exerts power?
I watched the episodes with my eyes closed.
You should not. He's a sexy ass man.
Wait, is this what you do every week?
Yeah.
We're doing both. We're doing the original Frasier. And then we're going to jump forward to the pilot.
Had you guys, sorry to interrupt, had you guys watched it before as well?
So Frasier was in the household growing up, but I've never done the thing that most people I know did, which was watch it as an adult, like right through.
Right.
Like heaps of people I know have done that. The new one, fuck no.
No, no, yeah, I meant the old one.
I've never watched it the whole way through, but my Mel loves the show.
Mm.
And I've watched a lot of it over her shoulder. And
we
even
love
though
Mel.
I've never been a big sitcom guy, even the older sitcoms, but even from just watching it over her shoulder, I think for me it's the reigning king of that era of like sitcoms.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I fucking love Frasier.
More than Seinfeld?
Ooh, that's hard.
It's a big call.
Yeah, that's really tough.
That is tough.
Because for me it's very clearly Seinfeld.
Yeah, I think Seinfeld might be more consistently good, but
yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Well, that's tough. I've seen all of Frasier.
And honestly, are we discounting Becca, guys?
Hey, I think Becca has its place.
I love that guitar at the beginning.
I don't think Becca is on the Mount Rushmore of sitcoms, but I do think that Becca's okay.
Seinfeld's, Frasier, of sitcoms of this time. Everybody
sitcoms
loves
of the 90s, 90s sitcoms?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah, I think if we're actually doing, how many people, we never get this right. How many people are on Mount Rushmore? I think it's four.
We know it's four. We've decided it's four.
We don't know it's four.
No. I listened to the Sex Education episode.
I've watched Team America.
Okay, so if now it's just shows or it's characters from shows.
Shows.
So we've got
right, but the main would be the head on.
It's got to be Jerry Seinfeld's got one of the heads on there.
Yeah, Bob from who's the blind or the blind guy from Becca?
Bob from Becca.
Yeah, he's up there.
I believe Bob is the short Italian man.
Oh yeah, I'm getting them mixed up. Yeah.
Okay, so Seinfeld will be up there. Frasier will be up there, and I just think you're taking the piss if you're saying that. If we're talking about, are we talking quality or biggest?
Biggest.
Because Biggest, you've got Friends up there for
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, Biggest, yeah.
I'd like to think it's an amalgamation of all their faces just made into this horrific imagery on the side.
And also, like, I think that Friends is also quite a good show. I'm not on Team Friends isn't very good.
I disagree. I've never liked Friends.
Yeah, neither.
And then maybe we can put Raymond there, but I just think we're forgetting something.
I won't find it then because...
Biggest sitcoms of the 90s. No, it can't be Raymond.
Raymond was pretty big.
Or do you go Malcolm?
We don't go. Malcolm was 2000s.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well.
I mean,
sure.
Malcolm.
Roseanne.
Who? Jackie.
The second week in a row, we've talked about Roseanne.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank fucking God. Really, it's time someone talked about her. We'll just leave that fourth spot open. It's every now and then it's Raymond, but every now and then if Becca comes in, he takes up a little bit of it. And
it's like those old Power Ranger toys where you could flip the heads.
We're doing episode one, and we're doing episode one of Frasier 1991, 94, did I say? Let's just like, I've got it in my notes right here.
I think it's four.
You are 93.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And 2023, so 30 years apart. These pilots are huge.
Same director,
is it?
For both, yeah.
Wowee.
Yeah.
It's not the complete...
Gus Van Sant.
It's not the complete same writing
is
crew,
it the same guy that sings the theme tune? No.
That's
all I want to know.
That's Frasier.
It's Frasier.
That's Frasier. Oh, it's just him?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, it's always been him.
It's just him, baby.
I just assumed it was a smooth jazz man.
Now off the bat, you guys probably noticed a little bit of a nod to the original pilot with the titles of both episodes. The original pilot's called The Good Son.
The Good Father.
Reboot is called The Good Father. So we're already pandering.
We're already pandering.
Yeah. The first one.
Hand it to me, baby.
We're going to go episode one, 1993, and then we're going to jump forward and talk about 2023.
Yeah. Always end on the bad.
Oh, we'll end on the bad.
Yeah. Always end on the bad.
We need the context of the first one. Yes. And let's jump into the pilot episode of the 1993 episode of Frasier. And we will do this quickly because, as I said, I generally have a rule on this podcast that I do not like doing sitcoms. I find them hard to talk about because if you don't explain the jokes, you don't know what you're doing. But I think we're going to be fine this episode because both of them have enough scenes that I think we're going to get through them all right.
Also, I didn't want to ask Billy to change episodes again.
Yeah.
I kind of have a rule on how often I do that, and it's once.
One day I'll find that show.
Yeah, Billy picked a different show, but we could not find it.
No.
So we open on first get introduced to a couple of characters. We're in the radio station, and why are you saying the job right now?
That's just what it says. Black screen, white title card says The Job. That's how they, before each scene starts, it has.
So we open on The Job and we're going straight into The Job, and they do this in an okay way, I thought. Like,
I thought it was good. Yeah.
There's a lot of difference between the pilot episode of this and the future pilot that we're about to watch. Whereas in this one, like, they structure this entire show around Frasier. He is a psychiatrist who everyone knew him from Cheers, and in Cheers he was just a psychiatrist, but he has since been divorced and has now moved
to
Seattle. And he now has a radio show. And they really get all that information into this opening scene without it really feeling like they're...
Yeah, I thought they did well.
It doesn't feel like they're going like, by the way, I'm Frasier and I'm, you know, like...
So I take it... Like,
that's me. And you're probably wondering how I got here.
You're probably thinking, why am I not in a bar right now? I don't know why I did Corey Feldman just then. What was the gap between Cheers and Frasier? Or were they running at the same time?
Oh, wow.
It was not long.
Cheers finished and then 4 months. Yeah. Okay.
So, in the start of this, he says, 6 months ago, I was sitting in a bar in Boston, but in actual airtime, it was 4 months.
And Cheers, I take it, was like one of the bigger shows.
Cheers was massive.
How many TVs do you think were broken that night? Because people were like, it was 6 months. I mean, 4 months.
I think that was that year that everyone didn't have TV.
Yeah, because they were
so everyone was drunk back then. No one knew what.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's a character that everyone knows, and by doing the establishing things of The Job, and obviously then they went forward, and that was sort of the gimmick that they'd have in between every single
And then it was scene. Like, yeah,
and then
I'm
like later on the show, you'd like pretend to get him, but you wouldn't really. You know, like the little things that introduce the scene, it'd be like, I asked for my clam well-baked, and you'd be like, I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. I've done so many laughing. I've laughed so many at those things, not understanding a second of what they meant. But I think they had a lot less work to do, I guess, than in the 2023 one, because people knew about him. But I still think, they kind of, he gives like one speech to that caller, and it's just like, this is what's happening. And they kind of, but it's not in a really awkward, kind of clunky way.
Yeah,
and then there's been a cute little gag because they've been cut to ads.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, that was nice.
I didn't write it down, but a little bit of Frasier trivia is every single caller that calls in is usually a celebrity.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. I have no clue.
So at the end of each season, they'll put like on the end credits, they'll be like the callers, and it'll just be like a list of like massive celebrities.
Like Nicole Kidman has done one. Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
But in this one, you just get a couple of Frasier gags where he explains, so he's now in Boston. The reason he's moved there is because he's got this new opportunity. He's just divorced from his wife. And he goes in like a little speech where, because some guy calls him depressed, and then he gives a little speech about like new beginnings and how to change your life and that kind of thing.
It's a clever way to do exposition just for what's happened between Cheers and now.
Yeah. And then we cut to, and the funny thing about watching the pilot of this show is that it's a weird one because it exists in this world where like we can't really view it in the way that this pilot was first perceived, because we know Frasier is the way bigger show than Cheers. We know all the characters of the show, but it's funny to look at this show thinking that people who are Cheers fans would have put on this show. And then in this next scene where we get the title, the brother, then we meet Niles, and to us, we're like, oh fuck yeah, it's Niles. Like the best character in the show, but that's a completely fresh character for people coming into this universe.
Okay, that was going to be my question. So Niles wasn't in Cheers at all.
I don't believe
I think he did a couple of
cameos,
I'm pretty sure.
Was it towards the end when they knew they were going to spin it off?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I was about to say, he's a very good actor for you to
get clever.
For a couple.
He's amazing.
So if you got him as just a couple of cameos and then he happened
to be Niles, no Billy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No Niles, no Billy. We're still figuring out who Billy is.
I mean, Niles is the best character in this show. I don't think
he only gets better as well. Because I mean, he's in like he's in two scenes. They're pretty big parts. But I think he only gets better if like he figures out more. Like,
well, he does a lot of physical comedy, like in the later seasons. Right. He's like a really good kind of rubber faced physical comedian. Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah. And so this scene, we get introduced to Niles, and he's at the coffee shop with Frasier, and they're having the conversation about Frasier's dad, Marty, who has just had a fall in his apartment or his house or whatever. And he was found by a neighbor, and he was all found by one of his friends, and he was kind of fucked up. His hip's all gone. His dad is a retired cop who retired because he was shot on the job.
Yeah.
Like, weeks before retirement.
He's a day away from retirement. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. So when you talk about the pilot of Frasier, it sounds like a pretty serious show.
Yeah.
So this guy's just gotten divorced.
He's left his life behind.
Left his life behind, and he's meeting up with his brother, a germaphobe, who mentions the fact that his father's had a fall.
I do want to say one gag that
and
that,
who appears to be in an unhappy marriage with his older wife.
I wasn't too impressed with the laugh track on this one.
Oh yeah.
He essentially explains.
It's not a laugh track. It's recording. Oh,
it's live audio. Yeah. Well, he describes a Japanese garden and then says, "If I wanted that, I might as well move." And then he says, "A Japanese city." And then you just hear the crowd kind of being like, "Ha ha ha!"
It was like 90s.
Because you know they definitely put the sign up to laugh there, but it's just not a joke.
He went with kind of a niche city as well.
It was Yokohama.
Yokohama.
Yeah.
And he's just like, "If I wanted a Japanese garden, I'd move to Japan." Okay.
They were still finding their feet, I guess. Yeah.
That one didn't really sit well.
It's always important to show that you're smarter than your audience. That's what I do in this podcast.
That show was great at doing that as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just so many kind of self-satisfied laughing at things that you're like, I don't really understand.
That's like, I'm like the Frasier of this podcast.
Yeah, true.
Definitely are with your hot takes.
People are like, she's smart.
Yeah.
Ask her about the mic while you talk, please.
I'm trying to hold it down.
Yeah, that joke didn't blow the house down.
It just felt weak.
Honestly, I think the writing in this one, it won Emmys. And it's not the funniest episode of Frasier there is. I will say that like Frasier at its peak is one of the funniest shows like of all time. Yeah. Like the Ski Lodge episode, forget about it. That shit is incredible.
Yeah.
But at the early stages, another thing about Frasier that I found out as an adult, which I didn't really pick up on it as a kid, was that Frasier's gotta fuck. And that's essentially 90% of the episodes of Frasier is like, the plot is like, Frasier wants to fuck, Frasier's gotta fuck.
But he can't.
How's Frasier gonna fuck?
Yeah.
Well, not to jump too far forward, but I feel like that's why they made him newly divorced in the second.
In the
remake as well.
Yeah,
because
he's primed to fuck.
And it's why they moved him to a new city. Because it's just like, he doesn't want to bump into, he doesn't want like, oh, I know that person that you just had to fuck before.
Well, to be fair, he's going back to the same city.
But this is like the least horny episode of all of them.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have any.
This episode's got a lot of heart to it as well. But when we explain it, the caveat is that there's jokes in the middle. Because when you explain the plot to this episode, it's just kind of dark.
It sounds very grim, yeah.
Yeah, because they're discussing their dad falling and they're like, well, let's put him in a home. That's what Niall suggests because he's like, he can't have him live with him because of his wife.
Yeah,
they don't get along.
But Niall suggests it in a way where he's forcing Frasier's hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
He wants Frasier to say he can live with me because he's basically like, maybe he could live with you. And then Frasier's response is fair enough. He's like, I'm just starting my life off again. Like, I can't have my dad move in. Like,
yeah, I want to fuck.
I want to. Hey, Niles, I haven't been around a lot, but trust me. You'll get to know I need to fuck.
Yeah, I've been fucking. Niles.
It's kind of my thing.
Niles, I've been fucking.
So eventually Frasier says, okay, he can come live with me in the spare room, to which Niles is very happy about. He orders some cake. And then
we get the title card, The Father, essentially, right?
And this is where we meet Marty. Marty, another... There's not a bad Frasier character.
But no. R.I.P.
Rest in peace, Marty. Rest in peace. Two rest in peace in this one scene. First of all, we're going to pour one out for Marty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
So Marty is moving in to Frasier's apartment. We first open on Frasier playing the piano and then the door knocks and he walks over and Frasier, the most baller apartment.
It's so nice.
In television.
It's a long walk from the piano to the front door.
They take their time.
They do, yeah.
Incredible view of the Seattle skyline.
The Space Needle.
Yeah. I like, and we'll get to it in the new episode, but I do like that Frasier was such like a revered, great character, but he is just like the richest, like, privileged person in history.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, whatever, man. Frasier's fucking rich. Let's go. Like,
he fucks.
He fucks. He's rich. He likes opera. These are the kind of things me, the everyman, I can laugh at.
Yeah.
But his dad comes in. His dad's very abrasive. His dad lightens as the show goes along, but he starts off stern.
I did what you're not supposed to do, and I watched the second episode.
Yeah,
because I was hooked.
You yell at me when I do that?
No, I don't.
I couldn't do it, but I could separate
yell
the two.
Him.
Belly.
Because I know what the moon is. I can separate those two episodes. But even from that second episode, instantly he's lightened up. He's like almost a, I mean, it's still
Daphne, you know?
I didn't think he was all that dark.
He's not dark. He's just prickly. Stern. Yeah, he's just like, the relationship is just like, he's angry at him for some reason. Yeah. And Frasier's kind of like excited to have him there, but like not really excited. He's kind of, he's putting up with him there. There's just a lot of gags about like the decor of Frasier's apartment.
Yeah, he describes it as eclectic.
Now, throughout the show, do they get into that obviously their mother was the intellectual of the pairing of their mum and dad, and she was also,
what was she?
Like Niles, a bit of a germ freak.
Yeah, she's a stern in her own way as well.
Because they get into, there's a part where it's like a handshake is as good as a hug, and they go, wise woman, and they shake hands later in this episode. So it's like that was just her.
A big part of the show is their relationship with the dad being frustrated that they're not kind of like gruff,
more like
every
him.
Man like him. Yeah, they were more like their mom, like sissies, essentially.
Like, let's be honest, like, Frasier in high school.
Love that word.
I reckon if we looked it up, I reckon Frasier played like
Mark, you're a bit of a sissy.
Football in high school, like American football. Kelsey Grammer in high school would have been like an American football player.
Yeah,
like,
he's pretty broad.
He's big. He's a big boy.
You're really obsessed with his size.
When you see a man that big, you got to talk about
He's big, hulking man who loves to fuck.
Yeah. He was big.
And he's always
horrendous hairline.
The worst hairline in television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he starts shaving that shit, right? And he just.
It takes a long time.
He holds on to it. Yeah,
he holds on. I would say I think he just kind of gets a haircut at some point, but he has it long for a lot of the show.
But it almost looks better when he loses more because it's not, the back is so thick.
Yeah.
Like it's all at the back, but
does
it's
he get a bit
so
of a Dr.
thick.
Phil later? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. It's because that first season, it's mullet.
That's a bold choice. Yeah. The Dr. Phil cut where it's just all dome up the top. Then you just got like this muffler.
I like it.
Well, I wish
Dr.
it upon
Phil.
You. I hope that
it
becomes you.
I could only hope. But he had some great, actually his wardrobe in this episode was good too. Like this knitted sweater vest that also kind of has sleeves.
Right.
That was my favorite. Like it wasn't a complete vest. It had like a
right.
A
like you could
sleeve.
Just wear it on its own,
like
but you wouldn't dare.
A cap sleeve. There you go. Yeah. Very nice.
But his apartment, the way he dresses, him and his dad are very different. And he goes through explaining the way he's set up the apartment. And he's like, over there, that's an Eames. This couch we're sitting on is like a replica of like Coco Chanel's fucking something. And he's talking about all the things. He's like, it's an
eclectic essentially mix. Listing off price tags.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Brands.
And then the door, there's a knock at the door. They Who open it up. And it's a couch.
We're delivering
a couch has been delivered. And it's Frasier's dad's iconic couch. They move the chair out of the way. And then there's a little gag here where he's like.
Iconic couch?
Well, he's got that couch the entire
It becomes
time.
Iconic.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
It's
right.
Like
at this point, not iconic, but it's like. It's pretty much the fourth
it's
character.
The, yeah, I was going to say.
Would you
yeah.
call it a couch? I'd call it like a.
It's an easy
like
boy.
Lazy boy, or like an armchair.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, patchworky kind of corduroy.
It's
maybe.
Got a massager though.
It's got a massage feature.
Splurged for that chair.
And then the last thing in this scene is he obviously Frasier hates that this new thing's in the apartment, and then
Niles mentions Eddie,
and then we're gonna pour another one out for Eddie.
Yeah,
Eddie's also dead. I mean,
I knew that one because there's an episode of the Mindy Kaling Project where they go to meet him,
and it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, I just assumed because it was 94. It's a dog.
Yeah, it's a dog.
I don't want to learn how dogs work yet.
We go back to the coffee shop after this. Just another Frasier Niles scene in the coffee shop.
I could watch those two jaw at each other all day.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're definitely less. They feel more foreign here than they do as the show goes on, but I guess that's...
I mean, they're
that's
so good they made them brothers in The Simpsons, you know? Like, that's how iconic their relationship is.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that he's been in Boston for a while, so this is them, like, rebuilding, just like him
reconnecting.
With his dad. Yeah.
Something that they did mention in this scene, maybe, or in a previous scene, they made sure in this episode to do a couple of mentions to his son. Frasier's son.
And I mentioned two cheers as well.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah.
Like, there was a couple of.
I spent most of my time in a bar. Like,
And then the crowd's like, woo!
Yeah.
We know that fucking reference!
But
that's the one we get!
yet.
Yeah, it is. It's not about wine or theater. Yeah.
Everything else is going over our heads.
But there's a couple of times in this episode he mentions Freddie, where he's like, "Oh, I miss Freddie so much, but you know, I'm starting a new life here," and he's doing well. And apparently that was like a note from the studio, like the execs, where they're like, "We can't have Frasier seem like he just abandoned his family and started this new show." So they have to do a couple of mentions to Freddie.
Yeah, he just left him out the back of the bar in Boston.
And it's funny. It's funny because now you meet Freddie throughout the show anyway, right?
Yeah. There's one episode Freddie comes in and he's a goth. It's
terrific episode.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in this scene, he mentions Freddie, where he's like, "Oh, how's Freddie doing?" And he's like, "Oh, Freddie's, you know, chip off the old block. He's playing soccer." And he's like, "How's it? You hated soccer." And he goes, "So does he."
Yeah.
Good
and,
gags.
Great and
gags.
Then he's like, "This guy, Mark, in Australia believes that I played a lot of football, though."
Yeah. He mentions me. Yeah. He's like, "Look at these biceps. Crush a walnut."
Yeah.
I'm
perfect for soccer.
I got to say, there's quite a few scenes. Like, you haven't seen Frasier shirtless like, too much in this. And he's more built than you'd expect.
He gets shirtless
is what I'm
in
saying.
The show.
You see him shirtless
a lot. He's shirtless all the time, and you think he's kind of fat, but he's actually not. No. He's just big.
He's barrel chested.
He's barrel
chested.
And you know he's hanging dong. Like that's
I
not even
doubt
a
that
doubt.
He's hanging dong.
He's got a salam in the middle of his legs.
A salam.
Yeah, they really didn't talk about his dick enough, to be honest.
Yeah.
But again, he fucks in every other episode, so it's fine.
Yeah, I
for
guess
sure.
Frasier,
sure.
Sure. Must you enter every room showing your dick? It's just like, yes, Niles.
It's exquisite, Niles.
Niles, look at it.
Why are they British?
They're not. They just have fancy accents.
That mid-Atlantic accent, yeah.
He's saying that his dad's having a bit of trouble settling in, and Frasier's saying that he basically doesn't like having him around that much. It's not really working. And that's when... Niles gives the idea of getting getting someone to come and
help.
Yeah,
he said he was talking to his wife and they felt guilty and they wanted to share in the responsibility, to which Frasier's like, "Oh, please." And he's like, "Well, hold on, we're not going to take him."
Yeah.
But what we do have in mind is that we'll split pay for a
which is kind
like
of
an
fun,
aid.
Which a is nurse. Kind of funny because in the later seasons, like, they are so wealthy. Like, you see Niles and Maris's apartment. You never see Maris.
Yeah,
but
you see
their apartment. There's no way they're splitting anything.
Yeah,
like,
no, dude. Yeah.
They have...
She's like a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, and they kind of, it gets a bit more, they sort of add on to that, but you never see her, but she's like basically an oligarch, essentially.
Yeah.
Niles isn't in like the spotlight like Frasier is, but would you say he's the more successful psychologist or psychiatrist?
Okay, so that's kind of, and I think we didn't really, we glossed over that a bit. In the first scene, when they first talk to each other, they start what is kind of a motif throughout this show, which is that Niles is a psychiatrist and he kind of views Frasier's radio show as being kind of like a joke on psychiatry.
It's like pop psychology.
And so he's like...
Faculty.
Yeah, and he is more of a serious one and he kind of...
I feel
of,
like Niles is publishing books, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's being like peer-reviewed journal type shit.
But I would say that as far as the world's concerned, like Frasier's like a superstar.
Yeah.
Well, he's so on the same network as Bulldogs.
Yeah,
so.
True.
And his...
True.
Niles' wife.
You don't meet Bulldog in this episode, by the way.
No, number
Bulldog.
Two, though, you do.
Oh, he's in there, number two.
Niles' wife, also a psychologist, psychiatrist?
I'm not sure.
No, she's just, I think...
A bitch?
You're supposed to think she's like an heir, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she's very delicate and very thin. You just hear about her kind of in the abstract.
Yeah.
And she's always like fainting and like, you know, they imply that she's so like... skinny that, you know, the wind could blow her away.
Like a hat
people
rack.
Say the same about me.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It's really funny
it's
the way.
Said.
Yeah, all the time. She's like, she's
just like Maris.
When she turns sideways, we can't see her.
But it is funny the way that they do Maris because like, I think initially in the show, they planned to cast her and have her be a character. Yeah. But then they had so much fun.
The goof became stronger.
Yeah,
they just never met
they
her.
Just had so much fun not having her in scenes and describing her that like if you were to go to like a police sketch guy and get him to draw Maris, it would be like nightmarishly horrific.
Yeah.
Like
that they will
be like the Babadook or something.
I love a good missing character type thing.
Do you think just because they'd just be reaching so hard that they'd bring Maris into the new show?
I don't think so. I don't think they're gonna go to that because who would they cast as her? Like
I don't know,
like Helena
Bonham Carter.
Oh yeah, yeah, get her in there. Yeah. But like put her in a cell for like 10 years first. Yeah. So she's gaunt.
Yeah, get her looking real fucked up.
And
put
her on one of those medieval stretches.
Just some real method acting.
Yeah, yeah. Helena, we have the role of a lifetime. We won't tell you what it is. First, we need to get you on the stretcher.
Yeah, then you're gonna live under a bridge for a year. Yeah.
She comes in. She's like, "What is it?" It's like, you know the show Frasier.
But we're not going to tell you until you do the process.
Okay, I'm ready. What's the role?
I don't want any
Frasier 2.
So now it's time to meet the... So we've met most
of
the main characters.
So now we're doing interviews for the nurse role. For
the nurse role. Yeah. But we've met most of the main characters in the show, and that's Frasier, Marty, Eddie, Roz, and Niles. That's pretty much it. And then we're meeting the last cast member here. And there's a couple, there's the first person who comes in had been like the live-in nurse to the fucking, the Mother Teresa or something.
Yeah. They're giving off the impression that they've seen a bunch of people, everyone that's left, Marty's had an issue with.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in comes Daphne.
Daph?
Daph.
Yeah. British, not fancy.
British, not fancy.
Absolutely.
Yes!
She's not. Is she actually British? Is she? No.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
She is, but she's just putting on like a bad British accent.
I think she doesn't actually sound like that, but.
Yeah.
Because she was on she was a girlfriend in Seinfeld.
She was, yeah. So was Roz, I think. No. Am I making that up?
I don't know.
No. Daphne comes through the door. She's very airy, fairy in her mind. She kind of sits down. She's very different from all the other people that have come through that were very proper, where she's kind of like, she's from like Manchester.
She's looking for like her resume in her bag and she's taking out like there's an empty wine glass and there's like just everything
plush
you can
toys.
Imagine. Yeah.
And then she, at one point during the
interview. She's the anti-Frasier.
Yeah. At one point during the interview, she like calls and she's like, oh, did you used to be a policeman? I'm kind of a psychic. Which, and there's a little bit of that. And how long does that stay in the show for?
The whole way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It becomes like a joke. Yeah. Obviously, they make fun of her kind of like she's a bit woo-woo crystal kind of thing. And they kind of
I don't remember
refer back
much.
To it. Yeah, occasionally. She's a great character. She's that was like an early kind of like... I was very attracted to her as a child.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
It's your sexual awakening.
She's a babe.
100%.
Yeah, she's
no,
gorgeous.
I get it. I get it. Both of, like, even Roz. Roz
yeah, she's
can get
got it.
It.
Yeah.
Both of them are very hot.
Meryl was for me.
Maris.
Maris?
Maris? Maris.
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 Not she was seeing her.
Not seeing her.
But, like, imagining.
That's the auntie from Jumanji, right?
I'm sorry?
The auntie from Jumanji?
No.
That's Frasier's
ex-wife. That's
Lilith.
Yeah. But yes, it is. It is indeed. And so Marty tells her that she's got the job, obviously.
Yeah, the big takeaway is throughout the entire conversation that Frasier's like asking her questions, Marty's loving it.
Yeah,
loving all of her responses. He's immediately affectionate towards her. And
Frasier's hating it.
Yeah.
And there's a back and forth. They get her to go off into the bathroom while they argue about whether she's suitable for the role, to which Marty says, like, well, she's going to be here when you're not here, so what's the issue? Like, it's if I like her. And then he's like, yep, fine.
Then we hit another roadblock where the issue with that is that she actually thought that the role was to be a stay-in.
Yeah.
24-hour care.
Yeah. To which...
Frasier denies.
There's also something that happens in this episode that happens in the other pilot where... someone's constantly behind a door and everyone's speaking as if they're behind like
that's
a soundproof room.
Big part
rotating
of the show.
Doors.
Yeah. That kind of closed doors, fast type thing. Yeah. Someone's always constantly like listening behind a door or there's a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
It's just good comedy.
Yeah.
They give her the job in the end. Oh, actually I don't think they do in this episode, do they? They say she can have the job, but Marty's basically like, yeah, you can live in here. But Frasier's like, what do you mean she can live in here? We don't have another spare room.
Yeah.
And it's his office.
Which they do,
But at the end of the episode, you see.
Yeah. And so
I like that they didn't go through like
we didn't
the whole thing of like getting her back and talking to her again.
Yeah,
it's they just move forward.
It's very efficient. Actually, one gag in that scene that cracked me up is when she's sitting next to the dog and she's like, talking about being a psychic. She's like, you're a dog. And then she cracks herself up
at that joke. That's specifically teasing Frasier, though, which then obviously Marty loves.
Yeah.
This leads to a big argument between Frasier and Marty, though.
Just a quick thing that we didn't discuss is what a great actor Eddie is.
Oh, yeah, Eddie the dog.
Yeah.
Eddie
Forget
the dog
about
is
it.
Great.
I think the dog's name was Moose.
Oh, really?
I'm a moose.
Yeah.
The amount of
it's
like.
It's very hard for me to watch that while my dog does nothing I say watching that dog act so well.
Oh, it's like a phenomenal actor, right? Yeah, like there's no, so many truly. Scenes in this show where the dog just kills it.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently that dog was a huge piece of shit.
Yeah. Really?
Like everyone hated working with it. And I read an interview with John Mahoney, the dad, and he said, like, dog bit me all the time. Shouts out to Moose.
Oh my God, I love That's Moose so even good. More. Yeah, shout out to
good. A little bit of trivia as well off the bat of this, while we're doing a little trivia hour. So apparently Niles, David Hyde Pierce, who plays Niles, knew nothing about like opera or anything going into this show. And he was introduced to it through Marty. So Marty in real life is like an opera
stage actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that's silly because they're funny. Playing the opposite.
I know, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's silly.
Oh my goodness.
So Frasier and Marty have a big argument when basically Marty's like, "You don't want me around. Like, do you think this?"
Frasier uses the word burden.
Yeah, and he's like,
I felt
and
so that, sad that kicks for Marty off. This whole episode.
Yeah, and Marty's all annoyed because he's like,
"Do you
think
feel
this
bad
is-
for Frasier at all?"
No.
Okay.
But Marty's like, you think this is what I want? Like, I got shot at work. And, like, yeah. I thought. At this
I have to live with my sissy son.
Well, yeah. It's got to be hard when you've been independent to suddenly be dependent on someone and that person's not super into it. I felt terrible.
I find, like, a lot of that sort of the heart, as we said before, yeah. in those sitcoms never works. But because they're all such good actors, it really was.
I really felt for him the
yeah,
whole time.
They got that.
And I thought the line in this was really good where. They're kind of yelling back and forth at each other and Frasier's like responding to him and he's like, I can't remember the exact phrasing of it, but he's like, when I was asked for you to move in with me, I accepted it. Do you want to know why I accepted? Because I actually want you to be here.
Yeah.
He says,
because you felt guilty. Is like, because it's about guilt. And he's like, of course it's about guilt.
Yeah. But then off that he says like, I wanted you to be here because I don't really know you and I wanted to have a relationship with you.
Because you're my dad.
And then...
Yeah, and what Billy says is right. Generally that heart comes off a bit cheesy, but
it never works.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Well, but in this one, and also it's a pilot episode and we've been with these characters for like 15 minutes now, and they've already done so much.
Grandma hit those lines with the voice wobble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was about to
hit
the tears. The voice wobble was strong. Yeah. He fucking nailed that.
Yeah. And it's wild because he's such a big boy.
He's such a
rippling and
the
horny.
The baritones of this man.
Yeah.
He bails. He goes out to have a drink.
Yeah, he's like, would it kill you to say thank you once? Yeah. And then he's going out.
Because he kind of stumps.
And Marty almost does.
Yeah.
You know, he turns and he looks at him and he really considers saying, thank you, or something along those lines. Yeah. And he just says, come on, Eddie, it's time to eat.
Because he does stump, Frasier stumps Marty in that scene because he thought Marty went in looking for a fight and then Frasier was like, no, like, I want you
I
here.
Want
like,
you
no,
here.
Dad, yeah. I care about you. Yeah. This whole thing is difficult. Bye.
Yeah, so there was some nuance to it and he was kind of like, oh, fuck, when he left. Frasier goes out, I think, what happens between... Basically, we get into the crux of the episode where he's back in the studio with Roz and he's taking another call he takes a call and then he takes another call after that and Roz says...
From Martin.
Line one, Martin. Mm-hmm. And then so he takes a call and Marty on the other line basically says, I'm living with my son. We're not getting along too well.
Even before that, Frasier immediately knows it's his voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like first time caller and he's like, you.
You motherfucker.
Son of a bitch.
I'm gonna beat you.
Who showed you how to use the phones?
But it's a sweet moment where he's basically saying sorry to his son on the line and it's nice and it's done well.
Kind of talking to each other in the third person in a way.
Yeah.
And then right at the end he says thank you. And then he says,
did you hear that?
Did you hear that?
That got a laugh out of me for sure.
Yeah, I giggled. Yeah.
But then off that we hit the
baby, I hear the blues are calling.
And we get a little end credit scene, and the end credit scene, I can't remember what happens.
It's Freddy.
It's not Freddy, it's Eddie.
After they introduced Eddie earlier in the episode, he's like, I don't like Eddie. All he does is stare at me, and they showed Eddie just staring at the side of his head. Then the end of the episode is him sitting on the couch between his dad on the chair, Eddie staring right at his face, and then on the very end of the couch was Daphne. So she's moved in. Marty's had his way. Frasier's sort of accepted everything in there. It's just that last shot, which I thought was very cool because it just sums
up the episode.
The show's completely set up. tidily in a tight 20 minutes.
How much they set up in those 20 minutes. Like the only thing I think they don't really hit, but they do it in the very next episode, is there's a long running storyline where Niles wants to fuck Daphne. He's pursuing her the whole show.
And we don't have Bulldog yet.
Oh yeah, he's number two as well.
And the reason that's not set up is because Niles never actually meets Daphne in the first episode.
No, that's true. Yeah. But the second one, they put that in there and then it's kind of, that's it.
Is it like
that's
an immediate hello?
But he's not smooth though. He's like a little, you know, jittery and
like Billy was around Daphne at the
Like how I am right now. Yeah.
And that leads us on to ratings for the pilot episode of Frasier 1993. Cassie, what are you giving this one?
7.5.
Okay.
It got a lot of emotion out of me. It'd be interesting to know what it was like to watch it fresh without Frasier being such a big part of our childhoods and things like that. But yeah, 7.5. I thought it was good.
Kale?
Giving it a sweet little 8.8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I just think it's great. I think they did everything super neat, super tidy, completely set up the rest of the show pretty much in terms of the characters. And yeah, it was smooth, would it? And those warbles, man, those voice warbles. Loved it.
Billy?
I think I'll give it a 9. It's not as fun, not nearly as funny as it gets, but I think it's like very lean. There's no fat on that pilot at all.
It's a tidy little pilot.
It's no super tight. Fat!
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
Like Maris.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. There you go.
I'm comfortable giving this.
You should write for the reboot of Frasier with lines like
that. The whole time.
Do you remember who's horrific? Maris.
I'm comfortable giving this an 8.5. It's a fucking good pilot. Like
it is.
And I think it does benefit from the fact that I really like this show. So like watching the pilot, I'm like, yeah, I like this show. I'm gonna really like all these characters. Yeah. Yeah. But I will say it might be a here we go again moment. Like watching this pilot, I loved it. Am I going to keep watching this show? There's like a really good chance that's going to spur on a rewatch.
I've started,
for me.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's so good. So we've gone to the highs of the original Frasier, the episode that won multiple Emmys, the show that's won more Emmys than any other show of all time.
Is that true?
Comedy or drama.
Is that true?
It is true.
Whoa.
So it's a high bar. And how long passed between the shows? Was it like 20 years?
20 years exactly.
30 years between the pilot episodes, but the original show ended in 2004. So almost 20
years. Some might say they should have shelved this bar. Just put it on a shelf and leave that bar alone.
No, but again, he keeps getting married without getting prenups.
Now that
saw him recently in the remake of Flowers in the Attic and the guy needed money.
Oh, dear.
I was following the new Frasier because I was a fan of the original show, and when they announced that a new Frasier was coming, I had the same reaction that every other fan in the world had.
Also hoping he'd get super racist like Roseanne did?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is step one. They'll bring it back, and then he's going up at the Apollo.
Yeah,
and he's got some things to say.
Yeah.
I just don't understand BLM.
No, but he is a Trump fan, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Oh, he's a big Republican.
They
all
vote Trump. Like even
better taxes,
Marty,
man.
Because he's all Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah.
True. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, the character, yes. John Mahoney, I don't think so.
No one's going for John Mahoney. No one would ever come for him.
No.
I mean...
Oh, you guys are talking
about... I was talking about Kelsey Grammer in real life.
Okay, no, both.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think Kelsey Grammer in real life, I'd put like my savings on her that he voted for Trump.
He did. He said it multiple times.
He's open about it, for sure.
Yeah,
then.
He's a huge donor.
So like...
Yikes.
When it was announced, I was like,
that's why he keeps working.
That's why he keeps making Frasier's. We're contributing to the Donald Trump campaign.
Niles,
right now.
Make America great again.
When we all watched this episode today.
Yeah. That was it.
Trump won the election.
Yeah. When he walks back up and he swears in, we're going to be like, we shouldn't have watched that pilot of Frasier.
We are complicit.
This is us.
We did this.
So when I heard it was coming back, I was like, this is going to be shit. And then nothing in the span of it being announced to it coming to air was good news.
Mm-mm.
Like every, because when it first,
no Niles, no Billy.
But when it first came back, it was like,
that was the headline.
It was like, Frasier's coming back. And it was kind of like...
And Billy's out. It was just a picture of Billy pouting.
Yeah. That was in the trade. In the trades.
Oh, no. But when it first was announced, it was kind of up in the air to who was coming back with it. I think a couple of them had said there was that thing where it's like they might be coming back. Mm. And then you get articles where it's like you won't believe who's coming back for Frasier. And every time it was like, no one. No one's coming back. So really none of them did.
Actually, no, I'll wait till we get there.
I haven't watched past. I haven't watched past this pilot, so I don't know who.
I know I haven't, but my mum has. She watched all of it.
Yeah.
She said it's not very good. It gets slightly better, but yeah. I think she's just a big fan of the show. But Roz has a cameo in the last episode of the first season, which is also the last episode of this reboot because there's no way they're doing a second.
You reckon it's done?
I think so. Yeah.
At least until Kelsey's next divorce.
He needs syndication.
Well, the thing is, he's probably producing, like he's probably paying for a big chunk of this show. Oh no, he wouldn't be. He needs the money.
No, he really does.
But he's a producer on
Camille is like bleeding him dry. He's probably still paying her alimony.
Yeah. You don't know his finances. He could be fucking
I watched Camille Grammer speak about them in quite big detail for 3 hours in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 2 reunion, and I believe I do know his money.
But with 20 years, a 20-year gap, it's time to jump into a new era of Frasier, something no one was calling for. I don't think there was much hype for this.
No.
This, because Frasier fans don't want it.
Yeah.
No.
Newer fans, there's nothing in it for them.
No.
So Billy's mum was partial to it.
Not even Billy's mum was that
into
it.
No. Yeah, she didn't like it. Yeah.
But we're jumping
in. But big Trump supporter.
Huge. Yeah.
He should have just leaned. He should have walked off the plane. It opens with we're in Boston Airport and he should have been wearing a fucking MAGA hat.
Yeah.
They should
have been him getting arrested at the Capitol.
Yeah.
He's just coming off the plane with the horns and the paint.
Just a fucking...
Blues is calling.
Yeah.
It's time to make America great again.
Toss salad and scrambled eggs while he fucking kicks in a security guard's face. And he's the guy with the fucking the horns.
What is the point to do?
But I only made it specifically to Billy, so it's all right. It was secret between Billy and I.
Okay, and so he starts off in Boston Airport. Frasier is back in Boston. That was like a big thing in the lead up to this show. They were like, he's not in Seattle. He's back in Boston.
And no one from Cheers is mentioned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He mentions Cheers, doesn't
he? He mentions Cheers, but there's not. I don't think there's a single reference to like a specific person because no one's coming back.
Where's Sam? Where's Diane?
They all died of alcoholism.
Just later, you just see him. There's just an episode where right at the end, while it's like, I hear that he's just been putting flowers on graves.
Yeah, they're all on fentanyl now. Yeah.
The opioid crisis did them all in.
Yeah.
So we open on Frasier at the airport. He meets his old friend Alan Cornwell. He's like an old of Frasier's friend, and he meets him at the airport and he's like, hey, welcome to Boston. And he's like, the doc is back in Boston, that kind of bullshit.
I used to drink here.
Yeah. Oh, I did my first share of drinking in Boston. Cheers reference.
Yeah. And then because they needed one. Every show, sitcom these days needs one. They have a Sheldon. They bring a Sheldon into the fold.
Mm. Now, this is interesting as well. This was a dumb little... See, this is the difference between this pilot and the original pilot of Frasier. It's that this one isn't subtle, and it's not subtle in ways like this.
Oh, you're saying they had genuine characters in the original Frasier and now they just have pandered characters that it's just like...
What I'm saying is the way that they introduce this character, David, his friend, who's... The guy from Boston is like, is your nephew here?
Yeah.
Niles and Daphne's son, David.
If you can't have Coke, have Pepsi.
And you're like, first of all, I'm sorry. He only has one brother.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't say, is your nephew here? And then name the nephew's parents? Like,
you got to get specific.
That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. That's just for
the
audience.
He was the exposition machine. It was like, it was too much.
As we say, it's the complete opposite to how the other one started, where it didn't feel like it was yelling.
And also, I don't know if it's the lighting or just cameras are so much better, but it just, everything felt like a set.
It's bright.
Everything felt like a set. And the actors weren't as good. So you were just seeing them hit their marks and like, you know, the whole like, you know, because it's in front of an audience, I'm assuming again, like they're holding their emotion of their last line that they said and you can see them like in the corner of the frame. There was just a lot of that shit that I was like, I am so aware that I'm watching a TV show.
It is
show
funny
right
that
now.
You don't really think about the fact that like all those 90s sitcoms really did benefit from SD TV. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, because new sitcoms not many sitcoms are single cam anymore. No. And I believe this is a single cam sitcom, yeah, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Done on sets and that kind of thing. And that's kind of not that popular anymore. But it's the HD thing. Like, everything's yeah, too crystal clear yeah, quality. Where back in the day when they were SD and they were kind of not filmed to be in ultra high definition, they didn't look as bright. And yeah, they didn't. They looked more real.
Real, yeah, yeah.
You could really believe you're in someone's.
The grit helped.
Chris. Yeah, you need yeah, the grit. But so we meet David. David is the son of Daphne and Niles. David isn't named after David Hyde Pierce, which I thought was kind of like a little Easter egg. Who
yeah,
plays Niles? I was like, oh, they named him after that.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Yeah,
but he was named in Frasier. He's born, and so they named him David.
Sure, but possibly yeah, they did it for that reason. That
it's not. It was named after one of the original writers of Frasier, who died in 9/11.
Oh wow!
Oh wow!
Oh, you can't just start that. How?
Oh, well, he was...
9/11?
Okay.
He heard about it and he had a heart
You know, attack. The whole incident with the moon.
No, and, yeah, please.
He was
caused the planes to crash.
He was on one of the planes.
9/11. He was on one of the planes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which well, is
he shouldn't
wild,
have crashed to a building.
Cassie, absolutely not.
You can't write this stuff.
You can't write that stuff, Cassie. You're too clever. Are
you saying he should have been more of a hero?
I'm just saying if Mark Wahlberg was on the plane, none of this would have happened.
That's if true. Kelsey Grammer was there, none of that would have happened. Yeah. Like
he's a big boy.
Now look here. The blues are calling.
Kelsey Grammer could stern word you out of it.
You will land this plane.
But yeah,
I mean, that's what I'm sure that's what inspired Sky Heist.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of sad, actually. That was like one of his good friends died in 9/11. He's like, how could we have stopped this from happening?
Edge.
Get Edge.
Get me Edge. Where's Christian?
Please explain to me because no one answered me earlier. Who is the Edge?
Edge is a wrestler.
Oh, God.
The rated R superstar.
It's amazing how much you guys can bring up.
He had sex in a wrestling ring with Lita.
I thought you might have been talking about The Edge from U2, to be honest.
I was thinking it was a musician.
It could have been great as well.
True.
Kelsey Grammer and The Edge.
I mean, why not get both?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get both edges.
Sounds
make
like
them fight to the death.
Edge, like an edge off.
In the sky.
So we meet David. David is, David's also Niles without any subtlety. Like he's this child of Niles and Daphne, and he plays like, he plays so hard that he's kind of feels like he's.
But he's terrible. He plays smart dumb.
Yeah,
which I don't think Niles was smart dumb, but Niles was smart awkward to like.
Yeah, he was smart neurotic. Yeah, like they don't. Yeah. But they don't include like they sort of hinted a little bit like, and we'll get to it. But like the thing about the his allergies. So that's kind of like a Niles thing.
I guess he's supposed to be Daphne and Niles at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. He's very tall though. Like he's taller than Freddy. And I don't right, know. You'd think he'd be like a little, I don't know. It didn't work. He was also a fucking shit actor. So yeah, which yeah, doesn't yeah, help.
The whoop-de-whoa.
Yeah, yeah. That he energy, thought he was on Young Sheldon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just feel like every
he's not a great
sitcom
character,
feels like they need a Sheldon. You yeah, know, they need that smart, yeah, intelligent, yeah, lovable, hateable guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And he doesn't play. He's not fun. He's not fun to watch. No, this guy, no, and like he doesn't really. The thing is also.
Oh, and he adores Frasier.
He adores
that's
Frasier,
his whole character thing. It's like
because yeah,
that's
to be
my uncle. This is my uncle.
He wants to be a psychiatrist, and Frasier's famous because when Frasier ended, I gather from this show, he went to
TV.
Chicago to film a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, he became yeah, Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
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 I see him more as a Dr. Drew type, like okay, exploiting teen moms.
Great.
There's for not much sure, to really get from this scene. Rather, he kind of does his explanation of why he's in Boston. He's like, I'm in Boston for a couple of days. I'm doing a guest lecture at Harvard for my friend here. That's why my friend's meeting
then
me
I'm
at
going
the airport.
To Paris.
Then I'm going to Paris. While I'm in town, I'm going to meet my son. I think they drop in this early scene, they drop that Marty has died.
Yeah.
And he's basically, his friend's like, I'm so sorry to hear
yeah,
about.
He's like,
the exposition is a lot clunkier.
It's a lot clunkier.
He was like, wouldn't you have seen him at your father's funeral who just died? And he's like, yeah, he did not come.
Yeah. So yeah, Freddie missed Marty's funeral. And that's a big thing in this
appalled,
episode. And we're all appalled.
I didn't miss it.
Then this scene ends with Frasier looking at a sign that's like Boston. It's calling, will you answer or something?
Yeah, it's something to do with listening because
yeah,
of his I'm listening.
You know what
it's
like, I don't
it's
like when
Boston is calling, are you listening?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
and
yeah,
so that's like, because that was his.
And he looks at it and he goes,
Yeah, he goes, he looks at it, then he turns to the audience that doesn't actually really exist and goes,
Yeah.
You know what I didn't like? And I understand why they did it, but when they showed the title card, Seattle fucking crumbled away from the letters because they're like, we ain't in Seattle anymore.
And a plane went over it. Yeah. But a plane did come out of it.
Oh, right.
To be honest, I almost switched off when he looked directly at the camera and made that face. I'm like, why did I choose to do this?
Yeah.
Like, that hurt.
Because you were originally just pitching that show. We weren't going to do the original Frasier, were we?
I think I pitched Frasier, and then Cassie was like, old or new? And I was like, well, I heard the new was god awful. So it has to be the new.
It was actually a longer process than that. You said Frasier. I said Frasier. Mark said old or new. I went to you. I said old or new.
you were really the middleman.
I watched the new one yesterday. And then that's when I messaged you guys to be like, what about if we do both?
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't sure how much we'd get.
Yeah. It's real blood out of a stone from this shit.
And we're not going to go too deep into this episode. We're just going to kind of hit the main points.
We're just going to rag on it.
Because there's a lot. Yeah, we're going to rag on it a little bit.
We're going to rag on every person
a little bit. And so now it's time to meet Freddie. Frasier's in town and he wants to go see his son. Big plot points to hit here is they probably did it with some exposition in the initial scene, but Freddie has dropped out of Harvard and Freddie is now a firefighter.
That would have happened years ago, but yeah, it's established that that's what's happened.
To which Frasier's not very happy about this.
He's appalled.
He doesn't really value that type of life. He values academia.
And money.
And I guess the sort of flip that they're doing, right, is as you said with the titles of the episode, the father, the son.
Yeah.
It's like now Marty has been replaced almost in terms of like his character or like what his values and his work. He's not a cop, but he's a firefighter.
Yeah.
He's not into the bougie lifestyle of Frasier and he doesn't appreciate
Because
let's face it, they couldn't have made Freddie a cop in this current climate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, that's actually good. You know what? In the initial draft, he probably was.
Frasier pushed for it.
Yeah.
It was fully considered, but I think that, like, honestly, because I think they are trying to do that. Like,
we'll
need to get these people back on side.
But
they're
like, what is cop, but no one's mad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is a good point. I do think that Freddie is very much taking the role of Marty in this show.
Yeah.
And now the relationship isn't like.
But I don't hate that. Like, I like. If the show was just better, is a good angle to take. You know, it's like he takes more after his grandpa than it's just the roles.
I mean, the thing is, at the core of this show, it's just missing Niles. You know what I mean? Like, it's too hard to do this show without Niles. And Frasier was the success that it was because of Niles and Frasier and the way that they interacted together.
Yeah.
They were 100% the stars of that show. So you can't really do this show with Frasier.
Yeah.
He's like, he's fucking drunk friend who's like, whose only gag is like, I hate being a teacher.
Oh, I'm drunk.
I wish I was drinking.
I'm a bad teacher. I have tenure.
The scenes that they'd have in OG Frasier, like if it was just a Niall scene or it was just a Frasier scene, they would always eventually come together and be like the debrief of that moment where they would talk out what happened and then come to like a resolution or.
Yeah. And so now I guess that is going to be Frasier talking to his drunk professor friend. And
it's going
to
be all
by
of
the
them.
Way, by the way,
it's going to be all of them.
I'm not
them,
doing
know?
This in the sequential order. And then there's also the character of she's like the head of the psychiatry psychology department.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, at Harvard.
At Harvard.
And she's trying to be provost.
Is she trying to what?
Be provost.
What word are you saying?
Good at Harvard.
Provost.
What's
it's
provost?
It's a job.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know that.
Yeah, well, she mentions it.
So
she's trying to get higher up.
And she's trying to fuck Freddie.
She's from Veep.
Cool. And so I guess that's his brain's trust in this one. And also, on top of that, they're like, well, we need someone to fill the Niles role and the Daphne role. So his son, their son's going to be in this show as like
Well, that's the thing is they only retained Frasier and he's kind of the least kind of lovable character of the original Frasier.
Yeah, I'd pay that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Like if you think of like where they sit in your heart, Frasier's not the top.
He
doesn't beat Niles, Daphne or Marty.
But I mean,
or Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit like that. I feel like it's, and not to talk about the show again, but it's a bit like the Seinfeld dynamic. Like Jerry isn't the best.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But he's like the straw that stirs the drink or whatever.
Yeah. If they did the show with just him, it wouldn't work.
Like, well, in the same way that Joey. Like, a Niles wouldn't work. Like the show Niles, that would kind of suck as well.
Actually,
I could watch it.
You got Billy.
Yeah, you got, yeah,
dude,
I'm
he
in.
Is that
yeah,
good.
But if there was a Niles show, he'd have Frasier in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Frasier would be like, can
money.
I, please.
Yeah. I'm bleeding out.
I fucking need Look, this.
Donald needs more of my money.
But yeah, it's like how they made Joey.
Yeah.
It's like.
They did. They made Joey?
You've not heard about Joey?
Oh, can we do
we'll
Joey?
Be doing it on the
yeah,
podcast.
Okay, yeah.
That's a terrible show.
But yeah, so he's meeting his son, Freddy.
Shows up at his door. Unannounced.
Freddy lets him in.
I think Freddy is doing a bit of a Matthew Perry, like, Chandler thing.
Right.
Was it just me?
Yeah, I did. I get that. I get that. He's kind of like a, he's got the jokes.
Yeah. It's a little bit, could I be more of a crane?
But for me, was the most guilty of, I'm a stay in my emotion of my last line. And because I guess they used like wider lenses for a lot of this show, you can just always see him, even when the camera's on Frasier, you can see him right here, just in the corner of the frame. And so like, if his last thing was to be like this, you then just see him holding that until the camera goes back to him and he's like, and now I'm doing something else.
I didn't think he was a great actor. The
handsome.
Oh, can we go back to, I can't even think of what he looked like, so I guess nothing special.
He looks exactly like every dude in a sitcom. He's got this sitcom archetype where
bit
it's
thummy,
like, where it's like
a bit thummy.
Yeah, where it's like the coiffed dark hair. He'll wear like a t-shirt with a jacket on over it, or like a button-up shirt unbuttoned, that kind of shit. Jeans, you know, probably boots in most scenes. Yeah. Like, very much fits the mold of
kind
like
of
a sitcom
handsome
character.
In an incredibly bland,
forgettable
way.
Yeah, pretty forgettable.
Yeah.
So Freddie wants Frasier to leave as soon as possible, and you don't really know
why.
He's
super uncomfy.
But he's really uncomfortable in this scene, and a part of that is because their relationship is quite bad, but really he's really trying to push him out the door. The scene keeps going where Frasier doesn't want to leave. Frasier brings him like a bottle of whiskey when he gets there, I believe.
No, I think that's
later.
Second time.
Oh, that's second time. That's
steaks
fine.
And whiskey.
This time he kind of just shows up.
Yeah. And
empty-handed.
And
unbelievable.
I know.
He's getting pushed out the door, and then when he opens the door, I believe that's when
Eve
is waiting at the door to go in.
Yeah.
No, that's not what happens.
Eve walks out from the hallway.
Eve walks out from the bathroom, from the bedroom, and she says, can you turn down your father's show?
Oh, yeah, one quick that's thing. Right. Sorry. There's this whole thing where Frasier's like, oh, your apartment. And he's like, oh, here we go. He had a lovely apartment.
Oh, yeah. I thought the same thing. Yeah. It was quite nice, wasn't it?
It was a really nice. I thought he was like, oh, your apartment.
What was his comment? This looks like somewhere where you'd wrestle with a cartoon mouse for a crumb of bread or something.
And it did not look like that at all. It was much nicer than my apartment, which I think is fine.
But he's a snob. That's part of his.
Right.
I know, but I just think that
it's not eclectic enough for him.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an absurdly nice apartment to even have that gag with.
Yeah, but I think the gag is that like it's a nice apartment, but like it's not Frasier.
Look at Frasier's apartment.
Yeah.
Not enough MAGA flags on
which, you know, this is jumping towards the end, but the comparison of the two apartments side
it's
by
so
side
funny.
Is
it's so funny.
I don't think that would really be the case.
Oh, so many questions about that.
In a single building. Yeah.
But yeah, so Eve comes out and she's like, oh, turn off your father's show. Oh, sorry, it's actually your father. It's a live show. And then he's basically like, who this bitch?
Well, yeah, because she's like, you don't need to introduce yourself. He's like, well, unfortunately, you do. Like, who is this? I didn't know you had a girlfriend.
Is this somebody I can fuck? Yeah. I need to fuck.
Daddy likes to fuck.
How much do you reckon he fucks in the new show? Surely he.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I reckon they made him newly divorced because he's going to fuck
a lot. For
sure. New city.
Oh, by the way, I don't remember the end of Frasier. Does he, like, get married at the end of Frasier?
He
doesn't
get married,
something?
She moves in. I asked Mel this question.
And he said that they were newly divorced. We're back to where we started.
And I think it's someone from Cheers. It's supposed to be the character that he gets married to is someone that was from Cheers.
Okay, cool.
So maybe she's back in Boston too. Yes.
So he's newly divorced. He's in this new city. He wants to fuck Eve, but he's told.
But his son cockblocked.
He's told
that
Eve is his son's girlfriend.
He says, I didn't know you had a girlfriend.
And then Freddie jumps on that.
Yeah, Freddie jumps on it being like, oh, well, yeah, I do have a girlfriend. And then there's
and
like
just like to it's like Frasier's a psychologist, and it's just there's a lot of, in this episode in particular, a lot of two people about to say their line that aren't in line with each other. And then the other actor who's just heard these two people about to say two clearly different things, they just ignore that part and go with the one that was ultimately louder than the other.
Yeah.
But it's like he would have picked up on her being like, because her face was like, oh, no, no, no. No, and he's like, yes, we are. Like, Frasier would have immediately been like, what was that?
Did anyone at this point think that Freddie was gay?
Yeah, well, I feel like they even tried to set that up as a double cross, kind of like sneaky, tricky.
Double cross.
Well, I mean, I don't even know why they painted it that way, as if Fraser would be like, I can't have a gay son, because I don't even think that would be his approach to it.
He'd be chill with that.
Yeah. I think we've discovered that he wouldn't be chill with that.
Because what's the son's name? You don't think he would?
No, he's walked in there. He said, where are your MAGA flags?
Yeah.
Right, he has. But there's not enough red in this
boo
apartment.
Boo immigrants.
Yeah, it was a very blue apartment.
When that girl walked in, he's like,
are you legal?
Where are your parents from?
Yeah.
Can I see their papers? Yeah,
how did you enter this country?
But there was this show, it doesn't play quite like the original Frasier, because there's like a scene afterwards where she goes, Eve says to Freddie, she's like, oh, something like...
Is the baby's name John?
Yeah, it's John.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell him about John?
No, but...
That's where I'm saying like they were being sneaky. It's like, is he gay? Because they never at any point say it's...
But she says like, oh, you told you... Your dad that we're together. One problem, we're not. And you're like, why are you fucking...
Yeah, why did they do that?
Yeah.
Bury the lead a bit more, you know?
The writing's all a bit silly. Like, it's all like... It feels like the Big Bang Theory or something
it
like
really,
that.
It really does, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you're like, why... To your point, you're like, why are they lying about them being together? And yeah, maybe it's he's gay, maybe
it
it's...
It never made sense why they were lying, though. Just be like, that's my roommate. And then later...
Oh, yeah, because it's not his baby anyway.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's my roommate. Oh, by the way, she has a baby.
I guess it's like he doesn't want to hear about how he's room sharing.
Yeah, maybe.
But he has a flatmate.
Yeah. Like maybe, who knows?
Look, a woman decorated.
I don't think
apartment.
They thought about this as much as we're thinking about it.
Because, it does make sense if he was just like, oh,
the writer's room is listening to this right now and being like, wow, they're really digging deep.
Yeah. Or
they're taking notes.
Or he could have just been like,
them Hollywood boys.
Like, what the fuck? She goes, I didn't know you had a girlfriend. He goes, oh, no, that's just one of my friends.
Yeah. Conversation over.
Yeah.
Does she live here? No.
No.
You know?
But that's a lie in itself too.
Does she have a baby?
She does live there.
Who cares?
Like, I mean, I know what they were trying to set up because, like a big part of the old show was that it felt like this kind of stage play where like so many of like the best episodes are just in Frasier's apartment and there's a dinner party. They even refer, you know, there's a bit where he's like, well, I'm not known for having good dinner parties because a huge part of it was him having a dinner party and then... them thinking someone who's gay, who's not, or, you know, the sort of just whispering in the kitchen thing. And
very similar to Housewives.
You could see them like trying to set that up, but they didn't really think it through at all, I guess.
And so, so the plot of this episode is Frasier believes that his son is lying to him and that his son has a partner. And then he's like, he leaves. And
The big thing is just like, why is my son avoiding me like the plague?
Yeah.
And then also, why did he not come to...
my dad's funeral.
Dad's funeral.
That was a big thing. And so we're going to really breeze through the middle bit.
We're at Harvard. There's a second. Fucking Sheldon shows up. And
but keep in mind, whenever they're at Harvard, they put down the bottom university near Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they obviously can't say Harvard.
Oh, sure.
Right.
As a scene of which they are filming. They say Harvard a lot, but they can't pretend
they're Harvard. No, I think that was just a gag. It's clearly Harvard.
I think that you can't say...
Because the first... We haven't talked about the title card.
If it's a gag, that's the funniest gag in the show.
The title card is Who's There for the first one. The next one was A School Near Boston, which is clearly Harvard. And they mention Harvard like 15 times.
Yeah, I think they're just making a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was very funny. Ha ha.
I think it might be like...
I was on the floor.
I think it's like a gag where like if someone were to say like, oh, I went to a school near Boston, it's like a way for you to be as pretentious as you can be without being like, I went to Harvard. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And so we'll really fast play this. There's a second plot line in this entire episode where there's a lady who is the head of a department at Harvard, really wants to get Frasier in to be a professor there.
Yeah.
Because she knows that if he's a professor, they'll get more funding.
Plus the English,
he's a bit of a star.
The English bloke, he's phoning it in. He's got tenure. He says it like 36 times.
Yeah.
She pretty much wants to give him his job, but she can't fire him. Because you're going to tell you. Huh?
And eventually they go out for a drink and then they give him, Frasier, the idea to go with steaks and a whiskey.
And then he's drinking a beer and that scene in the pub is the worst because they're literally taking the lowest hanging fruit of the entire Frasier show, which is to be like, he's not the common man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. They that whole scene was just jokes about that.
Yeah.
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 So eventually they give him the idea to go reconnect with his son a bit. And the reason why they give him this idea is because the college professor wants him to stay in town. And she thinks that if he talks to his son a bit more, he'll stay in town. And so he goes to talk to his son.
Yeah, and did they tail him?
I guess they tailed him because as soon as he's in the apartment, then they come in and they're like,
Sheldon rocks up.
Sheldon rocks up. And then they're like, hey, we're here too.
Which means
we're gonna help
Sheldon's
you.
Been tailing them since the university.
Oh, God.
Followed them to the pub because he's not 21 yet. Yeah. Stood outside, waited until they left.
Dude, he stood outside and he just stared forward and didn't blink once.
If you actually like look, it's like a bit of an Easter egg. You can see him in the
Yeah,
background.
It's like the guy at the end of the Blair Witch. He's just like standing.
Yeah. Now we're into the final bit of this episode. Not really the final bit, but the majority of this episode, which is this dinner party. Wacky stuff's about to happen because this is who we have in the room. We start off with just Frasier and Freddie, and he's like, I'm going to cook for you. Just you and me. Let's hang out together. And then all of a sudden,
and Freddie doesn't want it, but then he's like, God damn it, I love steaks.
Yeah. And then Sheldon comes in and he's like, at first he's like, it's family. We got to hang out. It's family. Then Sheldon walks in and they're like, oh no, I'm caught. Now Sheldon has to stay.
Yeah. And Freddie says, you're staying, cuz.
Yeah.
And then Sheldon's like, he called me cuz. I have a nickname. Stay cool. It's happening. It's just, it's the terrible. Worst fucking line.
Yeah, that's a kind
it. Actually,
terrible.
Just reminded me of the first thing he does, which is like, I took sleeping tablets and now I've had 3 espressos.
Oh, yeah.
And he did the, it felt like you're watching an improv, like a bad improv.
Yeah.
And he was like, so I feel great. I feel amazing. Just being like, he's got both in his system at the same time.
Yeah. And I was waiting for him to go, can I get a suggestion from the audience?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sheldon's here. This could not get wackier. Yeah, it could, because the old man and the lady who wants him to be a professor, they show up too to help
and
him
no
out.
No one asks, how did you know how to get here? Yeah. Like, they literally
how do you know where my son lives, bro?
No, we're just going to help ourselves to the kitchen and cook, ? Yeah.
Now the gag's in this
So you
scene.
Can have more time with your son, and then Fraser's answer to that is, that's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's move this shit along, shall we?
And a little gag here is that, like, the guy who's, like, the professor,
yeah,
he wants some scotch.
Look, guilty pleasure. I did giggle at a few of his when he came out with the glasses.
Yeah,
that did get me a little bit.
Another gag.
Trunks
here.
Are funny.
It's actually, I think it's the only thing I laughed at.
The lady.
Throwback to Cheers.
Yeah.
The lady wants to fuck Freddie as well.
Yeah.
Which was a bit odd. She doesn't like that he has a girlfriend as well.
Well, she was confronted at the pub by the English bloke earlier, saying, well, "How long has it been since you've been on a date?"
Yeah.
And she's like, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Men are intimidated by smart women.
Right, Cassie?
They
yes, yeah,
are.
I knew you'd tune in there.
You are the smartest.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've got a full house. I'm sorry, we don't have a full house because now Eve shows up, so Freddie goes into the hall with her, and that's when...
You meet John.
Well,
you meet John earlier, don't
first, he's like, no. Hey, Eve, you're here. You have to pretend to be my girlfriend. And then Eve's like, I can do that. I'm an actor. Maybe I'll pretend to be a private eye. And he's like, what? And then she's like, well, you can explain me, but how can you explain John? And that's when we pan out and we see that there is a pram.
Yeah.
A pram with a baby in it. And everyone in the audience goes, oh, yeah. I get it.
The baby's his gay lover.
No, but
it's a gay bee.
I think here this is when the audience go, oh, so they're not in a relationship, but they had a kid together.
Yeah.
And so then they stealthily put the baby into a room.
It's a triple
cross. This is kind of Frasier done, not as good as Frasier does, but this is what Frasier is.
If you blurred your eyes,
it
kind of looked like, you know, the fact that they're like, he's investigating under the table and then they have to hide the bassinet.
Yeah,
that did feel like classic Frasier.
Because Sheldon says to him, I can be your Watson.
Yeah.
And they start. So
Frasier and Sheldon are like looking around the apartment to figure out what's going on because something's weird. There's sheets on the couch. There's food on the floor.
Cheerios on the floor.
And then while they're looking at the ground, that's when they do like this suave bassinet thing to get it into the
room
in the background.
Just throw a pram with a baby across the room.
And so now everyone's in the room. Everyone's like getting ready for dinner.
It's your classic revolving door scenario where people are coming in, people are going out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it kind of, nothing. Okay.
Happens.
So something important here is that when the professor sees Eve, he's like, I've seen her somewhere before.
Right.
She looks really familiar to me. And then as the night's going on, eventually, I don't know how the ball How does it drop that Eve and him aren't?
Because when Freddie's out of the room, making sure the baby doesn't make a sound, Eve says, goes up to Fraser and she's like, you know, just to let you know, he'll never tell you this, but you've raised an incredible son. He's always taken great care of us.
Yes.
And then Fraser goes, oh, one second, goes into the kitchen and goes, she said us.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he's like, oh, now I know where I know her from. She works in a bar and she just had a baby with a fireman.
With a fireman, yeah.
And that's when everyone's like, oh my God.
Your son's a fireman.
That actually got kind of a laugh out of me. The fact that this has all been happening right in front of that professor's eye, and then he's like, he just suddenly realizes, oh yeah, I know this person who married a firefighter, and they're like in the
drunk.
Next room. Yeah, that got that kind of, that did get a laugh out of me, I have to admit. Yeah.
As Kale says, just going straight back to Cheers.
Yeah.
Drunks are funny.
Yeah.
And then Frasier confronts Freddie, and he's like, first of all,
are we gonna talk about the door gag?
That she keeps popping out of the door?
No, that he tries to throw Sheldon into the kitchen and then they just hold on it for too long, but like 4 to 5 times they're just aggressively trying to push Sheldon back out the door and Fraser's just getting bumped and do you remember this part?
I don't remember that part, but it's pretty funny.
So he tries to throw Sheldon into the kitchen. Sheldon immediately gets pushed back out and says, the English guy said no.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't be silly. Ha ha ha. Pushes him back through. And then, I mean, if you could see the other side of the door, the aggressiveness of how, I mean, the English guy must just be shoving Sheldon into the door because it's pushing Fraser.
He's just getting like rolled in there.
And I don't want to give the wrong idea. It was a terrible gag. Yeah, it wasn't good. But yeah, they did it like 5 times where it was dead air. There was no one talking. It was just the sound of a door thudding against Fraser's back.
Hey, funny, actually.
And then after it happened a few times, he just went, okay, that's done. And then they just went into a serious scene.
But yeah, this kind of culminates with Fraser. How does he do it? He does it in like a really like theatrical way, being like, you know, saying that.
Yeah, like jacuzzi.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's like, I'm going to twist their lies until they have to admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of have a blow up and he's like, I want to meet my grandson.
Yeah.
And that's when Freddie fucks off into the bedroom. I think Freddie yells at him and then fucks off into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Mm. He goes in and goes to talk to Freddie because obviously he needs to talk to Freddie because in his mind, Freddie's been lying about having a partner,
Yeah.
And Freddie's also had a child and not told him about it and didn't go to his dad's funeral. So he's like, what the fuck? I don't know my son at all.
And he's like, how dare you keep my grandson from me?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when it all comes out.
So Fraser goes into Freddie and goes to start talking to him. Freddie's in the bedroom.
He's like, why didn't you come to the dad's funeral?
Can I say that I thought this scene was actually really sweet?
Yeah.
I didn't want to like...
Because it was centered around Marty.
Yeah, most of this episode I was like, I don't like this at all. But this scene itself was like really touching and was like quite a nice scene.
Yeah.
Like Cal's right, it's because we miss Marty.
Yeah. But it was cut from like the richness of the family dynamic of the previous show, you know? Yeah. It's purely talking about Marty and how he was a good grandfather to Freddie.
Yeah.
Because it comes out that, no, it's not his baby, but Eve, his best friend who was a firefighter, he's like, do you remember, Fraser, when I told you that my friend died in a fire? And he's like, of course.
9/11.
No, baby, I hear the blues are calling. He's just like, of course, that was terrible. It's like, well, granddad came out and I didn't feel so alone. They go into this whole thing, but then it's revealed that Eve was actually the wife of his best friend who was the firefighter. And now since he's died, he's taken them in and is trying to help them out.
Yeah. But I thought the way that it was done was really sweet because he was like, why didn't you come to the funeral?
Yeah.
And he was like, I got to the airport and I couldn't do it.
Mm.
And then Fraser was like, you like not really understanding. And then he's like, well, have you, and he's like, I've just been feeling alone. And then he drops into that whole thing with saying that like what he was really, really struggling at that time. And then Fraser responds being like, well, you know, you can call me, you can come to me at any point. And then he's like, Marty got on the plane and came straight to me. And we had a beer and he told me that similar things happened to him on the force. And he really got me through that. And then so him dying was like just shitting on top. He was already dealing with his...
I guess in a way mirroring the argument between Fraser and Marty in the first one, but it's a much heavier subject matter.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And just so, both realizing that, yeah, the appreciation of each other.
It made me laugh when he said, he's talking about how he missed the funeral and he said that Bulldog sang Ave Maria
that
at the funeral.
That was so good. Yeah.
I laughed out loud at that. Yeah. Just imagining him doing that, fucking got me.
But again, in the original script, Freddie's friend actually died being killed by an unarmed black man.
Yeah. for sure.
Because he was a police officer at that early stage.
Yeah, exactly.
That moment passes and Frasier kind of realizes like, oh no, I fucked up in this. Like my son lost his best friend.
Yeah.
And then during, directly after that, his granddad died and I've made it all about me. And like, I haven't really been, and this kind of plays into like, literally Frasier's relationship with him in the entirity of Frasier. Like he was never around for him.
Yeah.
And so like him being like, no,
you just fucked up to Seattle.
Yeah. And he's like, and he's like, you can call me at any time. And then Freddie's just like, well, the fuck man, like, you've never been there. That kind of shit. And so I thought it was really sweet.
It's like, I've been calling you since I was six, motherfucker.
I just thought it was really sweet. And it was actually quite a touching way to kind of acknowledge the fact that
he had died
in real life. And so then he's like, you should probably open the gift I brought from you, from your granddad. And he opens the thing and it's like an American flag. And it was like this
flag they would have had over his casket.
Like this flag flew over our nation's capital and over.
When we stormed it.
Because if you actually lift it up,
there was a MAGA hat.
That scene was very touching.
I didn't need the American flag.
No. That was very touching. And his tears looked real. Like I was watching Kelsey Grammer's face because John Mahoney, he died a couple of years ago, but I feel like.
But you'd still feel it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Can I also just say, the gift wasn't wrapped.
Shitty gift.
Honestly, imagine Kelsey Grammer just storming into that Rise room being like, there must be an American flag.
But yeah, it was, I thought that scene was super sweet, super touching. Yeah.
Great scene, but the show up until then wasn't going so great. And after this great scene, it takes a fucking nosedive even further. Because, I mean, what follows it is that's pretty much where it ends, right? Like, and then it goes to just the most shoehorned, like, this is how the show is going to be. Guys, remember the whole father-son dynamic?
We're doing it again!
So Frasier buys the entire apartment building and essentially says, if you move in with me, then I will support this woman and her child living rent-free.
I'm a slumlord now.
But if you don't, then they'll have to pay rent? Is that essentially what he was being? It's like, you move in with me or this woman suffers is essentially
I think one calls it
message.
Kidnapping.
I really love the line leading into that though where like, because he comes around and he's like, I want to show you my new apartment and they walk across the hall. It's literally across the hall.
Let's see if I can remember this. I take a step out.
To an apartment nine times the size.
It's huge.
Two stories. It's massive.
Yeah. And Open plan.
And through this door is a empty warehouse finished.
I liked when fucking Freddie was like, did you buy this apartment? He's like, no. I bought the building. And then he's like, money, with lots of money.
Money.
I thought that was a funny line.
The way he delivered that was good.
I think, this show's not great, but Frasier is still playing the character
I think he still got it. Like the script was not nearly as good as the first one, but there's that glimmer is still there. I think he's still got it.
And I do think that like this show is if you watch the 10 episodes at the end of it, you'd go, that was okay.
Yeah.
I just think he's surrounded by like the majority of just first audition, like breakthrough kind of actors, you know. It's like they auditioned for the part of being Niles and they didn't really have anything. Niles' son.
But also the writing is horrendous.
Yeah, it's just off. I don't know how they could have come back and it been sick though. You know what I mean? Like short of being like a complete redo, you know, and just doing the same plot. Like, I don't know the plot that they can give this where it's...
No, they shouldn't have done it, I think.
They needed to wait 10 more years and have just had all the original cast but in an old folks home.
Yeah.
All living under the same roof. That could have been something. Maybe. I would prefer to watch that than this is all I'm saying.
There were some great reviews for the first one. So that leads us on to ratings for the pilot episode of Frasier 2023. Cassie, what are you giving this one?
I'm going to give it a 3.
Kale, what are you giving this one?
2.
2?
Yeah, just it felt cheap. like we were saying before, just if it's like a victim of better technology or what, but it felt like I was looking at a set the entire time, and I was just aware that it was just people hitting their marks and just wider land. Just the whole thing, it just looked worse.
Yeah.
And it felt shitty.
They kept waiting for a boom to like come into frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I give it a 3.
Giving this one a 3?
Yeah.
Did that one good scene save it? Bumped it up a bit?
Yeah, it hit that nostalgia button in there because, you know, it did look vaguely like a Frasier episode. Mm. But yeah, terrible all around.
Yeah, this one's getting a 4 from me, and it did get a whole point from that one scene I quite liked. Which put it up from like a 3, maybe even a 2.5.
Oh, sorry. One thing we didn't mention and it really got me is at the end when they show Marty. And did you guys get that bit in the episode that you watched?
Yeah.
That got me.
Yeah, sure. Got a bit sad. Yeah. They do in a, like at the end of the episode, they have like a couple of names on the screen being like,
In memory of
a couple of people who died from the original show. Actually,
and they actually had a snippet of him talk to the camera. Like, it all works out.
Yeah, that's it. It all works out.
Yeah, they got me a little bit.
Yeah. It's hard because Marty's a great character.
He was, yeah.
And the saddest thing is it doesn't work out with this show, does it?
No, that was wrong. You lied, Marty.
Yeah. You lied, Marty.
That's why you're dead.
No, I'm mad at them for using that clip.
That's why you're dead. Yeah.
That's why you're dead.
Thank you so much at home for listening. If you have any recommendations, write into testpilotpodcast@gmail.com. Billy, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you for having me.
I guess we're going to end this episode the same way we end every episode of this very good podcast, and that's by saying,
I'm far too sweaty. Goodbye.